Inspired by hip-hop and the faith culture, the sanctuary in my solitude, the thoughts, feelings, and life lessons of an imperfect Christian by Anthony Giesick is beautifulfeetentertainment.com's work in print. It is a book of poetry, and it's available through iuniverse.com, amazon.com, beautifulfeetentertainment.com, and the links are also available in our social media and podcast. So please consider The Sanctuary of My Solitude if you're looking for a next great read. Thank you so much.
This is the Beautiful Feet Podcast, a partnership with BeautifulFeetEntertainment.com. Follow us on social media at Beautiful Feet Entertainment and enjoy the show. Welcome to the Beautiful Feet Podcast. My name's Anthony.
And I'm Jessica.
And recently we've been going through basically the Bible for beginners.
You literally took the words right out of my mouth. The Bible for beginners.
The Bible for beginners. But this week, due to holiday, we're going to kind of pivot a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and let Jessica explain.
So, for us here in America, this weekend is the Memorial Day holiday, which is a time where we as Americans gather to remember those men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice, giving their lives to protect and defend our country. So we realize that, yes, we are based in America, but that also that we have an international audience, which just thrills my little heart to no end to know that our podcast is reaching various places throughout the globe. So looking at holidays, I had just wanted to do a little episode about holidays and the fact that there are different holidays throughout the world, and looking at the fact that in the pre-Christian or pagan world, there were a lot of holidays that existed that when Christianity came to those different places in the world, you could still, even today, sort of see some vestiges, some little peeks behind the curtain of maybe those pre-Christian traditions that still exist within those big holidays like Christmas and Easter.
Mm-hmm. And so what we were going to do, right, is we were going to just kind of go through a brief history, right?
Yeah, because next week we're going to be taking a special in-depth look at the holiday, or what I like to think of as the birthday of the church, because next week in the liturgical calendar, it is Pentecost. So.
She's like, I don't know how to take that.
Well, I'm excited because, like, it's just a fun day.
It's a grand old holiday. So, I had a thought. It vanished.
Right there on the air, the thought just was like, nope, I'm too shy.
Off the train. It's fine. The idea that, like, every holiday obviously has an origin story, right? And so we're not going to go through every single one. We're just going to kind of go through some of the biggies, right?
Yeah. Well, honestly, looking at people in the ancient world, there were a lot of cultures and civilizations, again, spread out throughout different places across the globe. Looking at South America, Latin America, Africa, Europe, like Asia, so many of the different cultures of the ancient world used a lunar calendar cycle. And what that means is that they watched the phases of the moon and they were able to plan their calendars around that.
Absolutely.
Whereas now, for us living here in the modern world, I feel like our calendars are definitely more heliocentric. We're based around the cycle of, hey, here's the sun and it's moving around and we have our days and our nights. So, like, instead of looking toward the moon to help us plan our time and our days, we do things more on a solar basis.
Well, yeah, and so, again, but here's my question. What is the purpose of just holidays in general? What do they do?
Well, honestly, looking at the pre-industrialized world, so back when so many people were very heavily involved with agriculture, having different holidays was sort of a way to celebrate, like, okay, here's the spring. This is time where we're going to plant. And we're going to have this cycle of new life and rebirth, and that fed its way into the Easter story. And then looking at the summer and how everything would grow, you see, like, harvest festivals in the fall to be like, okay, our things that we planted way back in the spring are now ready to be harvested.
Mm-hmm.
Our work is done. We're bringing in crops from the fields. We're kind of getting ready for the winter holidays. So we've got, like, Halloween going on, which segued into All Saints Day. As far as, like, okay, like, we're going to take some time. We're going to remember the people that we've lost this year. And then, boom, we have Christmas. Because December 21st is the shortest day of the year. So, in the midst of midwinter, we have the birth of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
In actuality, was he born in December? No, he was probably actually born more in the springtime, but that's another lesson for another day.
So here's my thing about holidays, right? Like, whether it's current day or whether it's historically, holidays really, really kind of are a marker in life of, like, this is what season we were in.
Mm-hmm.
This is the season that we're currently in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, this is us in winter. This is us moving into spring. Here's a holiday to kind of commemorate it. And it gives you time to reflect on your past, your present, your future, all of the above.
Well, and a lot of holidays are also very community-based. I mean, we have times where, okay, our works are closed. We make plans with family and friends. We have designed and created our holiday seasons and cycles to be things that we celebrate together.
And just the way we have community, like, holidays. So, like you said, Easter, Christmas, Pentecost, or wherever you are in the world, what your traditions may be, you can have personal holidays, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is birthdays. That's more of a personal thing. Or it could be something even more personal than that. Hey, this is the day that I graduated such and such school. I want to commemorate it every year by this thing. Or there's just a plethora, like, it's not just, like, national holidays. You can create your own holiday for you and your family and friends because it's something that's valuable to you.
Well, and I know a lot of people who have had to work through being clean and sober. They'll have their, like, sobriety birthday of, like, hey, it's been 13 years since I've been sober. So, like, for them, that is going to be a uniquely personal and special, quote-unquote, holiday, thing that they celebrate. And again, it's something that they celebrate with a community of people
of
who help them to stay on this track.
Well, and that's kind of what I was going with the idea of a personal holiday where it's like, I've overcome this addiction or this thing in my life. As you said, some people would be 3 years clean, 5 years, 10 years, whatever. You could even be, hey, I'm 2 months clean. Great. Keep that movement going because that 2 months is going to hit 3 months. That 3 months is going to hit four and so on and so forth. And that's important to document. And that's important to keep in mind. When you're going through that, when you're facing that struggle.
Well, and I know that, like, the Jehovah's Witness do not celebrate holidays. They do not celebrate a birthday or things like Halloween or Easter or Christmas. I used to have a coworker at one of my old jobs who was Jehovah's Witness, and because of that, they were like, don't get me birthday cards. Like, I don't really want to sign birthday cards. And we just all knew, okay, as we're passing it around the office, just politely hand this to the next person.
Yeah. And the truth is that we respect that because that's that individual's choice and conviction based on their beliefs, right? So we're not going to sit there and try to fit them into our holiday or our celebrations. We're simply just going to respect their wishes and not involve them in that way.
Well, and even in the Bible, we see the characters of the Bible getting to celebrate different holidays. They might not celebrate the same holidays that we do today, but they still had holidays and times that were very important to them. And the one that jumps easily to my mind is the celebration of Passover.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Passover is the commemoration of when the Israelites were freed from slavery in Egypt. They had basically been slaves under Pharaoh, and God called Moses and Aaron to go and rescue the people, and they were able to, after a series of unfortunate events, which included 10 plagues, which you can read about in the book of Exodus, after they crossed the Red Sea, that was the time of like, okay, it's called Passover because the last plague was the angel of death to come and kill all of the firstborns of Egypt. And so the Israelites had to put the blood of a lamb on their doorpost so that this special spectral spirit, that's my big alliteration of the day.
Wow, I'm going to give you a round of applause.
Would know to bypass their houses so that they would all stay safe.
Yeah. I don't have anything to add to that. I know, you know, one of the things we were going to discuss and talk about is not only the holidays that we have here, but how they connect to, like, to our faith and how that connection happened. Yes,
so,
no, maybe? Okay,
yes,
cool.
We were definitely going to talk about that. Okay. So, in the ancient world, and throughout basically all of time, people have been curious, and they've wondered about the world around them. And a lot of that curiosity, and as a way to just sort of understand their world, pardon me, especially in a pre-scientific context, these concepts of multiple deities were created to explain things like the rain and thunderstorms, and they could have gods of war and love and fertility. So, as Christianity was spreading throughout the world, you have these pre-Christian belief systems, which had their own calendars and their own holidays and their own special times of the year to commemorate these gods, goddesses, cycles of the harvest, etc. As they were being introduced to Christianity, like a lot of the monks and the people who were going to be imparting Christianity to them, were like, okay, this people group already has a holiday on this day anyway. Let's just try and use that to our advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Not very respectfully of the fact that, okay, perhaps these pre-Christian or pagan people didn't really want to become Christians, but that could literally be its entirely own podcast series.
Well, yeah, I mean, truth be told, people outside of the faith, they typically don't want somebody in the faith to force them to be Christian. And to be honest with you, we shouldn't be doing that anyway.
Well, and Anthony and I have had this conversation about the fact that a lot of the people that the Christians would be like, oh, we're going to accuse you of witchcraft. It was like, well, these are people who just had a deeper understanding of the natural world around them and how to use these remedies to help, you know, just
common sicknesses of the day.
Yeah, to bring this into their community. But again, with the introduction of Christianity, those ancient practices were viewed in a different and negative light. So these women, because it typically was women, I'm not going to say there weren't men out there accused of witchcraft or other things.
Oh, there definitely
were. There were.
At the beginning, actually, it was more men than women. Eventually, it became, there was a shift that happened.
So you see a lot of these traditions, they just either faded away, but we know that the practitioners still continued, because in a lot of places where you might have had people been like, okay, like, we're going to say we accept Christianity because people are, like, threatening our lives, they would still continue to practice their ancient religions in secret.
Well, and they weren't just threatening lives. They were harming and taking lives and being abusive and being overbearing. And to be honest with you, that is not loving. That is not the love of God. And when I see this in movies, right? So movies I love because they're like a time capsule when you watch them, they really become this like, hey, this is how things were at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least a dramatization of what was going on. And you see these people who are like just bombarding non-believers and like physically trying to force them to believe in Jesus. And I look at that and it really hurts me, because I'm like, as somebody who believes in Jesus, as somebody who follows Jesus, if I saw this happening to someone else, I would not follow Jesus. Because if that's the God that you serve, I don't want any part of it. I would 100% be like, especially nowadays, right? When everything is so in the open, it's hard to keep things secret because of social media and things of that nature. I could understand why people do not believe in Jesus and do not follow Jesus based on the actions of their believers.
Well, and I know that I feel like you and I have gotten quite a bit of flack for the fact that, like, Halloween is your favorite holiday. And you're like, oh, well, like, how can you as Christians, especially with the fact that you would like to, like, you're in seminary now, you're going to be a pastor, like, how can you celebrate Halloween? And for me, it's...
Very carefully.
It's honestly, like, okay, I'm more into All Saints Day of like, this is a good moment to just take time and remember the ones that we've loved that have passed on. Again, it's a community thing where like the name of your loved one is read out to the congregation and you have a moment where you can be there, and just sometimes people will light candles for them. And we see this in Dia de los Muertos, where it is this tradition that comes to us from Mexico, but again, because we live in the Southwest, which is bordering on Mexico, you see the fact that in that tradition, they felt that the people that they loved and were dear to in life were able to still have this moment to possibly visit with them, so they would go into the cemeteries and be able to share a meal with their loved ones. And honestly, to me, that seems like a very cathartic way to process and grieve the death and loss of a loved one. So I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm going to discredit that. No, I think it's a wonderful and therapeutic thing to do. Like, when you're making an ofrenda, you have the person's picture, you gather things that they really enjoyed throughout their life. It's a way for them to continue on with these stories and these memories. And now we have Disney's Coco, which is an introduction for young children to this wonderful
culture,
tradition, and culture.
Well, and for me, again, yeah, I love Halloween, but there is a lot of negative connotations toward Halloween. Especially when you find out that I love scary movies and I love true crime.
So many scary movies.
And people, again, they kind of look at me funny and I go, okay, but look, think about it from the perspective that I'm looking at. One, most of the time with the scary movies that I watch, right, they're fictional.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I understand that they're fictional. Because my mind is fully developed and I can differentiate between fictional and real, right? So I can go, okay, this is fake. There's entertainment here, but it's fake. I would not show it to somebody who their maturity level shows that they cannot differentiate, because that would be unfair for them.
Well, and I think honestly that's a wonderful distinction to make. I don't think I've ever heard anyone put it quite that way before, and I think like that is a really good guideline for parents, for people who are working with adults with developmental disabilities, like that, like spot on, good job, buddy.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other part of it, right? So most of the scary movies that I watch, especially like slashers, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Halloweens, the Screams, the Friday 13th, those type of films, which and heck, even haunted house type films, you're seeing this battle between good and evil. Well, what is the Bible about? It's a battle between good and evil, right? So, and hopefully, depending on the film, because there's some that are the opposite, but hopefully you're seeing good triumph over evil in some way, shape, or form. So you're able to go through the battle with this person and celebrate with them at the end.
You know what holiday I really like? Some of you might already know the answer to this, but for those of you who are new to the podcast, one holiday that I really enjoy... Yes, I do love Christmas, but the holiday that I enjoy that is like not super popular is Groundhog Day. I love Puxtehani Phil. I cannot get enough. Like, I just get so excited the beginning of every February to be like, all right, it's Groundhog Day. Let's do this. Like, I don't give a hoot about Valentine's Day because, you know, like, but I could get myself candy
flowers,
anytime I want
to. And here's the thing. We've done a podcast early. One of the early episodes is why we don't celebrate Valentine's Day as a couple. Right,
mm-hmm.
We don't. We skip it. We do other things. You know, we do have a date night, but it's not candy and flowers and dinner.
It's Arby's and Rocky.
It's Arby's and the movie Rocky, and you fall asleep.
I do.
So,
I mean, this is just all part of the tradition.
Yeah. So, do we have any other holidays we want to talk about? I know next week we're talking about Pentecost. Anything else you want to share in the next, like, 8+ minutes?
So, we were talking to my best friend who lives in New Zealand. And she was like, I feel like you guys have at least a holiday every month. Because for her, like, I was like, oh, yeah, like, they don't do Thanksgiving in your country. She's like, no, why would they do that?
Why wouldn't you be thankful?
So... But, okay, so, like, Americans, we have so many different holidays. Like, I love calendars. I love planners. Those of you who have listened to the podcast for a while know that I refer to myself as the Uber planner. And, like, in my planners and calendars, it's always like, oh, well, this is this day. This is, like, Arbor Day. This is Endangered Species Day. I just, like, if I were to celebrate each and every single holiday that were in my planners / calendars, like, I would never stop celebrating. It would just be one big party all year long.
Yeah, this is true. Now, as far as Memorial Day, because that is today.
Yes, yes, it is.
It's basically the men and women who, and you had already touched on this, who were in the armed forces, but died in the line of duty? Is
yes.
that correct? Yeah.
So Veterans Day is in November. It's November the 11th, and it is the commemoration of the end of World War I, which took place on November the 11th of 1918. This is why he likes being married to a history major.
Yeah, I don't have to research this, guys.
So Veterans Day, which will take place in the fall, is where we honor the people who have served our country but are still alive, who did not pass away in the act of serving their country.
Mm-hmm.
Memorial Day, which is today, the end of May, is when we remember. I remember because they both have MEM for Memorial and Remember. We remember the men and women who did, everyone says, pay the ultimate sacrifice or give the ultimate sacrifice. So they were killed protecting our country. And that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So veterans are still alive and have served. The people for Memorial Day, they, whether it is
in a battlefield.
Yeah. Like they just, they are not going to be coming home to be with their families. And it truly is, like, I've seen pictures of, you'll have like someone's headstone and the family is there. It could be like a mother with a young child. Like, that is truly what this holiday is about, is being able as a nation to stop and mourn the loss of those who have protected us.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, the reason I brought it back up, because we're getting close to our time that we set for the podcast, I really just wanted to thank everybody, you know, if you are in the armed forces, or if you know someone who didn't make it home, you know what I mean? We do want to thank you. We do want to say, you know, we appreciate what you've done, what you're doing. And even though we don't know your names, for those who didn't make it home, you know, we appreciate it. And, you know, that's what makes this country what it is. You know what I mean? It's kind of the foundation.
Well, and it's just such a sobering moment to think that these men and women, some of them are quite young.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, and they're like, oh, they're adults. And then you go, oh, they were 18. They weren't adults.
Well, and, like, I think about the fact that, like, my brother-in-law is 10 years younger than you, and, like, the people who are younger than him were in that age demographic.
And we've seen his maturity.
Well, to just take someone who is freshly out of high school, to put them through basic training, to have them go off and to serve, and then not be able to come back home and live the rest of their life and grow and develop, maybe go to college, get married, start a family. It's just, it truly is just such a sobering thought and a sobering moment. So there are just no adequate words to express the thankfulness that we have that they would be willing to do that for people that they
don't
might
know.
Never even encounter.
So here's what I want to do. We're going to end the episode here, if you wouldn't mind praying. And then I want to leave just a moment of, you know, self-recognition, of silence. You know what I mean?
Perfect. Okay. Well, this has been another episode of the Beautiful Feet Podcast. I will go ahead and pray, and then we will have that quiet air time for us to remember the men and women who have served our country. Dear God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the men and women who make this day possible, for their selfless attitudes, for the fact that they knew going into their time of service that that could be the outcome. I cannot imagine the grief that could be kindled up and resurfacing for the families of those who have lost someone and are taking time to be able to remember them today. We just pray and we ask that you would be with them, that you would bring them your comfort, that you would bring them your peace, and that they would be at peace with you, their Creator. We know that Jesus is there to welcome them in heaven. And it is in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Please share, and we'll be back next week with the Beautiful Feet Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Beautiful Feet Podcast, a partnership of BeautifulFeetEntertainment.com. Please feel free to follow us on social media at Beautiful Feet Entertainment. Please visit BeautifulFeetEntertainment.com and do not forget to like, share, and subscribe.